Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. It's in your Bibles on page 1027. That's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, on your church Bibles 1027. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place whilst Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Miriam. Now, our talk this morning is going to be slightly different, so just give us a few minutes as we prepare our stage. Now, my role is the explainer, and Fiona's is the interrupter, and you'll see why as we go along.
Once upon a time, there was a prophet called Isaiah. He was very close to God, and sometimes God would give him important messages for God's people. One of the most important messages was that God cared for and loved the whole world and all people, not just some people.
What's that? It's an orange.
What's it for?
It's round, like the world God made, the world God loves.
Oh, okay.
Another thing that God asked Isaiah to say is that the world can feel like a really dark and sad place, but that God would be sending a light for all the people who were walking in the darkness.
What's that?
It's a candle.
Why?
It's a symbol for the light that God was going to send.
But it's not shining.
It will. Just wait and see.
Oh, okay.
So God's people waited patiently in the darkness for the light to arrive. And eventually the time came.
How did they know it was the right time?
Well, I suppose it could have been any time. But God chose a time when things were especially bad. And the world was especially difficult and dangerous for God's people.
What was it like? What was so bad?
The world wasn't a peaceful place. God's people weren't being treated very well. They were ruled over by another nation, the Romans, who didn't think much of them. And even their own kings were treating their people badly.
Why would God want to send his precious light somewhere so horrible?
Because that's what light's for. When it's bright and sunny, you don't need to light a candle. You light a candle when it's dark, so that it gets less dark.
So can we light the candle now? It's dark here.
In a minute. Wait and see.
Oh, okay.
So when the time came, God prepared to send his light into the world. To prepare things properly, God needed to send another message. This time he used angels. First, God sent a message to a woman called Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, you are blessed among all women. God has chosen you to be the mother for his son. You will have a baby who will be king of everything.
So what are the sweets for?
They're a symbol of all God's blessings, all the good things that God gives us. In this story, God blesses Mary with the gift of a baby. And it's not just any baby. Her baby is the Son of God.
So the sweets are for Mary, not for me?
The sweets are for everyone. Jesus was a gift to the world, not just to Mary. But actually, God blesses us all the time with all sorts of good gifts. It's just that Jesus is the very best gift of all.
Okay.
God didn't want Mary to have to look after his son all by herself. So God sent another message with another angel, this time to Mary's fiancé, Joseph.
For he will save his people from all their sins.
Wait a minute, sins? And what's the ribbon for?
Well, sins are all the things that people do wrong. The things we do that hurt one another. The things we do that damage God's beautiful world. The things we do that hurt ourselves. The ways that we separate ourselves off from God.
So the ribbon is for all the sin.
It's more that the ribbon is God's love for the world, despite all the sin. It reminds us that Jesus came to earth to meet all that sin head on and deal with it once and for all. Like light beating darkness, Jesus beat sin.
So the ribbon is to mend the world and to tie God and God's people back together again?
That's a good way of putting it.
So now, can we light the candle?
Nearly.
When the time came for the baby to be born, Mary and Joseph were far from home. They had travelled to a town called Bethlehem so that the Romans could count everyone to get them to pay more tax. And when they got to Bethlehem, there wasn't even anywhere for them to stay. So they had to sleep in a stable.
I see what you mean about it being a dark place. Who would want to be born in a stable?
Yes, it must have been a really difficult thing for Mary and Joseph to do.
That night, Jesus was born, right there in the stable. Finally, the light had come into the world.
Can I light it now?
Go go ahead.
Oh, great. So from then on, everything was light and good.
That would be a good end to the story, wouldn't it? But even while Jesus was still a baby, Mary and Joseph had to run away from Bethlehem to another country to keep him safe. And in the end, Jesus' mission to bring God's light and love to the world made a lot of people hate him. That ribbon, that's also red for his blood. He loved the world so much that he died for it and for us.
So the world is still a pretty dark place then. So what was it all for?
Well, the difference is that now we have a light to share. And it's a light that can never go out, no matter how dark the world gets. In fact, it's a light that shines in our hearts for all of eternity.
Eternity?
It means forever, but longer. We'll continue that in a little while, but now we have the opportunity for you to make your own Christingles. You'll have noticed around the church there are 7 tables, one at the back, 3 each side, with all the component parts that you've heard about during that reading. So if you would like to go over, and adults and children alike, and apologies if there aren't enough, hopefully there will be, but please do make your own Christingle and then bring them back to your seats. We won't light them just yet, but just if you would like to make one. Thank you.